The Gemara on the Gimel Amid Beis to Dalet Amid Aleph discusses the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. This is what we've been talking about for the last few days. Right, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, what is Mave? Is Mave Adam or is Mave Shem? And the Gemara on Gimel Amid Beis tries to figure out why Rav doesn't learn like Shmuel. Rav should learn that Mave is Shem. Thank you. So the Gemara says that Rav holds Tana Shor b'chol mili d'shor, that when the Tana, the Mishnah, says that Shor is one of the Avos Nezikin, it's including all of the mili d'shor. It's including Karen and Shane and Regel. Everything is there. So there's no need to say that Shor is something and Mave is Shane. Right? Shor is only one part of the Avos Nezikin of Shor, and Mave is Shane. No, Tana Shor b'chol mili d'shor. And what does Shmuel hold? So there were two deis in the Gemara. Rav Yehuda and Gimel Amid Beis suggest that Tana Shor Lekarno Mave Lashino, that Shmuel holds that Shor is only talking about Karen and Mav is talking about Shein. And then on Daf Dalid, Rava says that Tana Shor Leraglo Mave Lashino. Rava says that according to Shmuel, Shor is referring to Regel and Mave is referring to Shein. And both of them try to figure out, so what happened to the third element? If Tana Shor Lekarno Mave Lashino, so what happened to Regel? If Tana Shor Liraglo, umave lishino, so what happened to Karen? The Gemara basically says that kishehizik chava mazik, the hemshech of the Mishnah, is referring to the other part of Shor. That's basically what the Gemara says. That's as far as why Rav doesn't learn like Shmuel. So then on Dalet Amar Aleph, the Gemara has the flip situation, flip question. And that's what we pick up. The last one on the line is low. Shmuel, my time a low amar kirav. If you assume that Mave means Adam in the Mishnah Daf Beis, so later on in Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, where it says Adam, that's superfluous. Well, why does it mention Adam? It already mentioned it on Daf Beis. So obviously Mave must not be Adam, says Shmuel. It must be Shem. Belisni Bereisha. Belisni Bereisha. According to Shmuel, it says Adam in the Sefer. Why doesn't it say it in the Reisha? Beniske Mamon Kamari, Beniske Gufo, Lo Kamari. The Mishnah is referring, our Mishnah that based on Niske Mamon. Mamon HaMazik. It's not talking about Niske Gufo, where the Adam is Mazik himself. So therefore, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah here. It's only mentioned on Tezvav Amid Beis. V'Rav Nami Haktoni Adam is Sefer. So what's Rav going to say? Rav holds that Mave ze Adam, but it says Adam on Tezvav Amid Beis. So Amlach HaRav, Ha'ula Mechshave V'Hadei Muadin Huda Asa. No, Mave means Adam. Aye, so why does it say Adam again on Tezvav Amid Beis? No, because what's the Mishnah there on Tezvav Amid Beis talking about? It's talking about all the things that are Muad Mitchilaso, as opposed to Karen. Karen is not Muad Mitchilaso. It's Tam in the beginning. It's only Chayav Chatzi Nezek. So that Mishnah is referring to everything that's Muad Mitchilaso. Adam is an example of a Mazik that's Muad Mitchilaso. So that's why Nochamo, the Mishnah, mentions it over there, because it wants to include it in the category of those things that are Muad Mitchilas. So that's the give and take in the Gemara. Rav doesn't learn like Shmuel, Shmuel doesn't learn like Rav. Why? But they have different reasons. So now comes the Gemara and asks the following kasha. My lo hare. What's the lo hare according to whom? So it says Rashi. My lo hare, the kani bin masnis and lo hare ashar kare mave le rav the amar mave ze adam. According to Rav, who says that mave ze adam, so what's the lo hare ashar kare hamave? According to Shmuel, we had a whole discussion what the lo hare is. That lo rei karen shenanar lezeka kari ashen, etc. Then we changed it. We said lo rei karen she kavanas lahazik kari ashen shen kavanas lahazik. It was a back and forth. What's the kal v'chomer here? I would have thought X, and then it's really Y. I can't learn the Avos Nezikin from each other. But according to Rav, if Mav is Adam, so then what's the lower E in the Mishnah? That's what we have to figure out. That's really what we're here for. So Hachikom is up the Gemara. Lower E Ashar Shemeshalim Es HaKofer, Kiri'i HaAdam Shem Meshalim Es HaKofer. But lower E HaAdam Shechayev Barba Devarim, Kiri'i Ashar Shem Bo Arba Devarim. Hatzad HaShava Shebehen Shedarkan Lahazim. What does the Gemara say? That Shor is more chamer than Adam. Shor is Meshalim Es HaKofen. Adam is more chamer than Shor. Is the Chi of Dalet Dvarim by Adam. What does that mean? So we know that the Chi of Kofer is if the Shor is a Shor, is a Shor Hamuad, and it's Horiges HaAdam, so then the Bailim of the Shor have to pay Kofer. The Shor is not paying anything, right? But Shor Mishalim Esarkova means that the Bailam of a Shara Muad, not a Shartam, the Bailam of a Shara Muad, if the Shara Muad kills an Adam, so then the Bailam have to pay Kofen. Kofen. It's a Shaila, whether it's the Mei Mazik or the Mei Nizik, but there's some value. Let's say the Pashup Shad is the Mei Nizik. Right? They're paying for the value of the Nizik. So Mishalim Esarkova, that's a special Chiv by Shor. But Adam doesn't pay Kofen. Right? The Adam doesn't pay this extra kofar. If an Adam kills another Adam, so then he's put to death. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. There's no chiyuv kofar. Chiyuv kofar is only if the shara muad is horiges Adam, so then the Bailam have to pay the kofar. But if Adam is horiges Adam, then his chiyuv is a chiyuv misa. There is no chiyuv kofar. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. Ah, so that's a chumra of shor over Adam. So if we'd only hear the pasuk of shor, I wouldn't know Adam, because I'd say that shor is mochamer, since it's mishalim es hakofer. So maybe that's why there's a chiyuv tashlumin, not just by kofer, but the chiyuv tashlumin for shor she nogach es hashor or for shein v'regel, right? The chiyuv tashlumin for nizke hashor, I'd say shor is mochamer, because you have this case where shor is mochamer than in Adam. He'll pay, the Bible will pay kofer by the shor. So I'll say shor is mochamer in general. So if shor is mochamer in general, so then by nezek, the shor is mazik es ashor, the shor does some kind of a hezek, he's not killing anyone. Shor is mazik someone, I'd say that shor is mochamer. So just because shor is chayav b'tashlumin, I wouldn't necessarily say that an adam that's mazik is going to be chayav b'tashlumin. So that's why I need the adam. The pasuk has to mention that adam shehizik is going to be chayav, because I wouldn't know that from shor. Vice versa, says the Gemara, that adam is also mochamer. We know that an adam Shachovel b'chaver is chayev b'daladvar. Not only is he chayev nezek, he's chayev four other things. What are the four things? Tsar and ripui and sheves and boshes. He's chayev for the tsar that he caused the individual. The ripui, the whatever doctor bills that he needs. The sheves, the fact that he's not able to work while he's injured. And the boshes. Boshes, the embarrassment that he incurred through the nezek. He's chayev dalad varm. This extra, he's chayev chamisha dvarim, but the nezek is paid already, right? That's the same for both other men. Nezek means, let's say the guy was a violinist and he cut off his arm. So if he cut off his arm, he can't play the violin anymore. So he has to pay him the nezek for cutting off the arm. Boshes means that he still could have a job, but he's ill. Right? Now he's ill, he has to rest at home for a couple of days, rest at home for a week, so he can't be a shomer kishuim. He can't be, that's the example the Gemara Bava Kama gives, he can't be the watchman of a cucumber field. Right? He can't do a job with a cut off arm either if he's sick. So for the time that he's sick, the person has to pay boshes too. But nezek, the nezek that he really caused him, he was a violinist or whatever, he was a surgeon, he was a top surgeon, and he cut off his hand, so now he can't do surgery anymore. Millions of dollars that he's going to be chayav. That's nezek. Boshes means that even if he's not a surgeon, he can still work and do something, so you got to pay for the boshes too. So there's a chiyav by Adam of Dalet Varma, by Shor, there's no chiyav Dalet Varma, there's only a chiyav nezek. So Adam also has a chumras. So if we'd only hear about Adam in the pasuk, I wouldn't know that a Shor shehizik, the Bailam should be chayav. So that's why we need both of the others, Nezik, and both Adam and Shor, I have to mention the puzzle, because if I have one, I wouldn't know the other. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a Chumr by Adam, a Chumr by Shor. The Chumr by Adam is that there's a Chiv Dalet Varim. The Chumr by Shor is that Shor is Mishalim Sakofer, but Adam is not Mishalim Sakofer. Atka. So comes Tosfos and he asks Samar the Gagash. Kiri Adam Shem Mishalim Sakofer, Hiksha Rivo. My Chumr Hizu. Haide Mishalim Sakofer. My chomer hizu, haydein mishalim esakofer mishum dekim lebeder adamine. Okay, that's the kasha. Simple kai. I'm not sure if you got to the toisis yet, because there are like six. There's an introduction, all the gemaras that you have to see. But let's see the toisis slowly together. What's the rivaz kasha? The gemara is setting up that shor is mochomer than adam, because shor is mishalim esakofer in a very specific case. A shor amuad that kills an Adam is Mishalim Esakofen. That's a Chumra by Shor. So if I only had Shor, I wouldn't know Adam, because I'd say Shor is Mochamer than Adam, so Shor Shehizik is Mochamer. That's Mechayev B'Tashlum, and the Bailam going to have to pay. But Adam Shehizik is not going to be Mechayev to pay. The fact that Riva, that's a Kula by Adam. The fact that Adam is not Mishalim Esakofen is a Kula by Adam, it's not a Kula. That's Midin Kim Le B'Dirabim Minei, or Kam Le B'Dirabim Minei. Right? Kinle b'dirava minayim. What does kinle b'dirava minayim mean? We give him the bigger punishment. Any time that you do a maisa avera, where there are two punishments, there's misa and mamon, malchus and mamon, misa and malchus maybe, but let's just take pashut, misa and mamon. Person does an avera where there's a chiyuv of misa and a chiyuv of mamon. The rule is that kinle b'dirava minayim, we give him the greater, the more chomer of the punishments. What's a classical example? So the Mishnah in Bava Kama, I gave you, we're learning Bava Kama, so I gave you Mishnah in Bava Kama on Daf Lamed Daled on the base. If you have a Gemara, turn to the Mishnah, please. We'll put it together. Mishnah on Daf Lamed Daled on the base talks about someone who's Madlik Es HaGodesh B'Shabbos. Someone lights up his friend's property on Shabbos. So clearly, Havor is a Malacha D'Raisa, he's going to be Chayev Misa. So says the Mishnah at the end there, the last three lines, Shoro Shehidlik Es HaGodesh B'Shabbos Chayev. If the Shor is Madlik Es HaGodesh on Shabbos, Shor somehow takes a fire from somewhere, brings it to the Godesh, and is Madlik Es HaGodesh B'Shabbos, so then the Baalim are going to be Chayev. That's Nizkei Shor. So if the Shor somehow was Mazik Es HaGodesh by lighting the fire on Shabbos, so he'll be Chayev. But Zok the Mishnah, V'hu Shehidlik Es HaGodesh B'Shabbos Potter Mipnei Shu Mischayev B'Nafsho. That's the key phrase that the Mishnah says. Mischayev b'nafsho, what does that mean? He's mischayev b'nafsho when he's madlik es hagodesh. Havor is a malacha d'arais on Shabbos. He's going to be chayev misa because he was mavir es hagodesh on Shabbos. So he's potter from the mammon. It's a maisaver that he's doing. There are two chiyuvim in the maisaver. There's a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mammon. Kim le b'dirabim, it tells me that you're potter from the mammon if you're chayev misa. I'm going to give you the misa. So, if he's Mischayev b'nafsho, he's potter from the moment. That's what Kamle b'Rabbanan means. So comes the Riva and says, I don't understand. You're trying to tell me that Adam is more kal than Shor. So if you have the, if I had a pasuk that Shor Shehizik is Chayev, I wouldn't know that Adam Shehizik is Chayev because I'd say Adam is more kal than Shor because Shor is Mishamas HaKofer, but Adam is not Mishamas HaKofer. That's not a kula by Adam. That's because Kamle b'Rabbanan. You're giving him the greater punishment. They're giving him the greater punishment. Right? What's the chumra? A chumra by Shor, a kula by Adam? That's Kim Lebe Dirabmana, he says. We'll have to understand this kasha a little bit better. Okay, but that's his kasha. It's not a kula by Adam, it's based on Kim Lebe Dirabmana. The tirates answers the result. The Shoga Gnami Potter Meditonim the Bechizkiya. What's he saying? What happened here? So says the Riva, the din of Kamei b'Dirava Minei b'Iker is where he's Chayev Misa. He did it b'Mezid, so now he's going to be Chayev Misa. So he's Potter from the moment. But, adds the Riva, there's a rule called Tana de Bechizkiya. Tana de Bechizkiya hold that even if the person did the Maisa Ver B'Shogeg, so he's not going to get the Misa before. Bezna's not going to kill him. Nevertheless, he's Potter from the moment. Where is Tana de Bechizkiya? Who's Tana de Bechizkiya? That's what I have on the handout here for you. In source 4. Okay, we'll get back to the others in a moment. Tana de Bechizkiya. Gemara Ksubas and Aflam, but Heyam and Aleph says, Tana de Bechizkiya. The Pasuk says, Maka Adam Yishalmena, Maka Behem Yishalmena, Maka Adam Yumas. Pasuk in Parshas Emor. Right, we're familiar from Tosis and Bezim and Aleph. Right? So Zogin Tana de Bechizkiya, Maka Adam, Maka Behem. Rashi, Maka Behemi Shalmenu, Maka Adam Lo Yishale Melo Yumas. Right? That's the pasuk. Maka Behemi Shalmena. If an Adam is Maka Behemi, he's Mazik Es HaBehemas, then he pays. If he's Maka Adam, that means he kills an Adam Yumas, he's put to death, he doesn't pay. So there's a comparison over here. A comparison between Maka Behemi and Maka Adam. So it says Rashi, Hikish Ptur Mamon de Maka Adam, Lechiyuv Mamon de Maka Behemi. By Maka Behema, you're going to pay. By Maka Adam, it's Yumas V'lo Yishalim. You get killed, but you don't pay. So Tana de Bechizkiya say, there's a comparison between the Chi of Tashlum that you have for Maka Behema and the Ptur Mi Tashlum by Maka Adam. What's the Ptur Mi Tashlum? Why should it be Potter? Kamei B'Dirabim. Right? So there's a comparison between the Chi of Mammon that you have when you Maka Behema and the Ptur from Mammon when you Maka Adam. What's the comparison? So comes the Gemara and says, Ma Maka Behema, Lo chilak de bobem b'shogi ben b'meize, ben miskaven l'shem miskaven ben derech yirida l'derech, aliyah l'fotra maman ela l'chayv maman. Take it slow. We don't distinguish in terms of makah behema between shogeg or mezid. If the adam is makah behema, he's mazik as a behema, so b'mezid, of course he's chayv to pay. B'shogeg, adam is also chayv to pay if he's makah behema. Why? Why? Based on which principle? Adam shehizik b'shogeg is chayv to pay. Why? Adam muad la'olam. Right? Ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid, ben b'onis, ben b'ratzen. If the adam is mazik, he's always chayv. He can't claim, oh, I was nenas, it was unintentional, it was b'shogeg, I didn't mean it. There's no idea. He can't say that. That's the Gemara Daf Chavav Amibes. So, maka behema, if the adam is mazik as a behema, he's chayev ben b'shogeg, ben b'mezid. Ben miskaven l'sha'en miskaven. He can't claim onus. He can't claim I wasn't mechaven. He's always going to be chayev for maka behema. Ben derech yirida l'derech aliyah, whether the going up or going down, right? We're familiar with that from the Gemara. Makas, achiv golos, right? Yerida is more of a kavan. It's more mezid like. If it's derech aliyah, so you're pulling it up and then it falls down. That's more of a shogeg. But it doesn't matter when it comes to chiv mamon. The makas behemi shalmena. The adam is going to be chayiv. It doesn't matter how he does it. Af makas adam says Tanit Bechizki. The hegesh in the pasuk is telling me that even makas adam, where the Adam's going to be potter from Mammon. He's Maka Adam, he kills an Adam, so he's going to be chayiv me, so he'll be potter from the Mammon. Lo tachlo bo ben meshoge ben memezid ben miskaven l'shem miskaven ben derech yiriyah l'derech aliyah l'chayiv Mammon ela l'fotir Mammon. Don't distinguish between any case. Doesn't matter what the Adam does, how he does the Misa, he's going to be potter from the Mammon. It doesn't matter how he does the Misa. But if he does it b'miskaven, if he does it b'mezid, then he's mamish chayav misa. If he does it b'shogeg, if he's not miskaven, he's potum in amisa. If he's potum in amisa, so then he should be chayav mamon. Well, what's Tanit Bechizkiya saying? The rule of Kamei B'Rabbanei is that if he's chayav misa, if he's put to death, so then he's chayav, he's potum from the mamon. So how can you say that you shouldn't be mechalik? Don't distinguish. Just like by Maka Behema, the Adam is always chayav. He can't claim a p'tur of shogeg, he's not miskaven. So too, when it comes to Maka Adam, where he's Chayiv Misa, he's going to always be Pater from the Mama. Why? But he's not going to be Chayiv Misa if he's Ein Miskaven, if he's a Shogeg, if it's Derech Aliyah, so then he's going to be Pater from the Misa. No, that's the Chiddush. The Chiddush of Tanit Bechizki is that if he does a Maisa Avera, that were it to have been Bemezid, there would be a Chayiv Misa, and Bezdin would have put him to death, then there's a Ptur of Mama. The Ptur of Mammon is not limited to a case where he's chayev misa before, where he's actually put to death by Bezdin. No, he did a Maisa Avera where there's a chayev misa attached. There's a potential for a chayev misa if he were to do it b'mezid. Seitan al-Bechizki, maka behem yishal mena, maka adam yimas, is a hekish that comes to teach me a chidish that the din of Kamei B'Rabbanei applies even if he's not going to be put to death before. Even if it's b'shogeg, where he's not going to be put to death before, but he did a Maisa Avera that could have produced the chayav misa were it done b'mezid, the rule of Kamei B'Rabbanei kicks in and he's going to be potter from the mammon anyway. That's Tanit Bechizkiya's chiddush. So says the Riva, think about it. You thought that the fact that Adam is not Mishal Mesakofer, well, that's not a kula by Adam, that's a din of Kamei B'Rabbanei. That's a chumrah. It's not a kula, it's a chumrah, he says. So he answers, no. Tanit Bechizkiya teaches us that even b'shogeg is pater from the mammon. Even b'shogeg is pater from the mammon. That's taka kula. The fact that Adam is going to be pater from kofar, even b'shogeg, that can be a kula. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that Adam is more kal than shor, because shor amuad, shaharges Adam is going to be chayiv kofar, and Adam, shaharges Adam is going to be pater from kofar, even if it's done b'shogeg, where he's not going to be put to death, actually. If he were put to death, Riva assumes that sounds like a chumrah. We're going to have to understand what that means, but it sounds like a chumrah. But if he's not put to death, so where's the chumrah? It's called kula kula, right? It's all a kula. So he says that's exactly what the Gemara is saying, that the fact that an Adam is not Mishalim as a kofar, in the instance where he kills Bishogeg, that's a kula by Adam, and that's why I can't learn Adam from Shur. That's the Riva. Omer Ri, but the Ri gives a different answer. Omari, the Lav Pirchei Klal. The Ri says the Kasha of the Riva never began. The Riva was troubled with the Kasha, so he gives a teretz. The Ri says the Kasha never began. You made a mistake in understanding of it. The kasha never began. Nochamo. The kasha was, how can the fact that Adam is named Misham Sakover be considered a kula? It's not a kula by Adam. It's midin kim lebe d'rabamine. So says the Ri, no. It's not midin kim lebe d'rabamine. The lo miftim isham kim lebe d'rabamine. The ptur of Adam and Akofer is not based on kam lebe d'rabamine. V'kan nami en shayach lahaske tonu d'beichizke. He says 2 points. First of all, the p'tur from Kofar by Adam Shehemis is not based on Kama B'Rabbanei. See, you see immediately that the Rivo and the Ri are arguing fundamentally about this point. Before we even get to the Ri's pshat, they're arguing whether the p'tur of Kofar by Adam Shehemis, right? He killed someone. He really should be Chayav Misa. He's part of a Kofar. What's that p'tur? Even B'mezi. Right? Even where he kills B'mezi, where he's part of a Kofar, what's that p'tur based on? The Riva says it's based on Kam Le B'Rabbanei. But even though it's based on Kam Le B'Rabbanei, it's still a Kula by Adam because it applies even B'Shogeg. But it's based on Kam Le B'Rabbanei. Comes the Ri and says, no, it's not based on Kam Le B'Rabbanei B'Chlam. You see clearly that the Ri is assuming somehow Kam Le B'Rabbanei could not have worked over here. And that's one of the things that we're going to have to talk about. You have to think about as you're learning up the Sugya. Why does the Ri assume that there's no, that it didn't come with Rabbanei, it doesn't apply to Kofar? What is unique about Kofar? What is unique about Kofar? There are lots of things you can say about Kofar. Look at some of the Mefarshim and try to figure it out. But that's the first Nakuda that you see in the Ri, that he's assuming the Ptur of Kofar by Adam Shemes and Adam is not based on Kama with Rabbanei. What's more, he says, Tanit Bechiski is not Shayach over here. You can't talk about Tanit Bechiski. Somehow by Kofar, you can't talk about Tanit Bechiski. Another thing that you have to think about. Kanami. Ain't shach lahaske tanat bechiski. The lekaman beperek beis mashma di lav kura de olav the lo al haodam have yafin an odam mishor she is chayev mezid misa vekofer. Umei olav patri leafilu shogeg dumya de shor. It should say not dumya de shum. Dumya de shor. They mezid leshor. What's he saying over here? So there's some gzeres akosuf floating around. So that's the gemara in daf chavav. It's not the Ri's fault. He's just invoking a gemara at the end of the second perek. The Gemara on Daf Chavav and Aleph says, "V'yehei Adam chayev b'kofer mikal v'chomer." Aha, Gemara on Daf Dalet says that the fact that Adam is in Mishalem Sakofer, that's a kula by Adam more than Shar. Shar is Mishalem Sakofer, Adam is not. The Gemara on Chavav turns it on its head and says, "But why is it like that? I learn a kal v'chomer Adam from Shar that maybe Adam should be Mishalem Sakofer. Why do you say that Adam is not Mishalem Sakofer? Oh, that's a kula by Adam. Who says it's true? Why should it be true?" Why shouldn't Adam Shehemis be chayev kavachomer from Shor? Yehei Adam chayev kavachomer from kavachomer. Mas Shor shenu chayev barba dvarim chayev kavachomer. Adam shechayev barba dvarim hinu din shehei chayev kavachomer. The Gemara Dav Chavav takes the two halachas of our Gemara Dav Dala and makes a kugel out of them and says if you put the two halachas together, it should come out of kavachomer. Adam shehizik es Adam. Adam shechaval bechaver es chayev b'dalad dvarim. Shor shehizik is not chayev b'dalad dvarim. So you see, Adam is more chomer than Shor. So if Shor shehemis is chayev b'sakofer, ain't no din that Adam shehemis should be chayev kofer. Kavacham, wash it. There's a kavachomer. Adam is more chomer than Shor. He's mishalim dalad dvarim. Shor is not mishalim dalad dvarim. So if Shor is mishalim b'sakofer, Shor shehemis is mishalim b'sakofer. So certainly Adam shehemis should be mishalim b'sakofer. Makroz of the Gemara, Kachola Sheyushas Olav, Olav Velo Al Adam. What does the pasuk say? Kofer Yushas Olav, Inosan Pigam Nafsha, Kachola Sheyushas Olav. Kachola Sheyushas Olav on him, right, means on the shore. With Ashning on the shore, the case of shore, right, the case of shore, the Zechi of Kofer, but Adam. Adam Shemis, there is no chiyuv kofer. Olav on the shore, right? You mishalim as a kofer on the maisa of the shore, but on Adam, on maisa harigov, in Adam, there's no chiyuv kofer. So Zakhtari, the reason why Adam is in mishalim as a kofer, when he's meimis as a Adam, is not because of kamei b'derabim. Forget kamei. The Gemara didn't say kamei b'derabim. The Gemara says it's exeris akasav. Olav, the low al ha'adam. Olav, it's exeris akasav. So he says there's no shayla. The whole kasha of the Riva is How can you tell me that the fact that Adam is not Misham Sakofer is a kula by Adam? No, it's based on Kama Bidirabine. So the Rivas to stand on his head and say, no, there's a din of Tanadabai Chiskia that even if he did it Bishoge and we're not going to kill him, there's still a Ptur of Kofer. Now I understand that's a kula Lagabe Adam. It says the Re, it's not based on Kama Bidirabine Bichlal. It's based on Xeris Akasov. So that's the kula by Adam that Shor has a chi of kofar, but Adam doesn't have a chi of kofar. It's mamish a kula legabe Adam over Shor. That's the Gemara. Daf Chavav. What's he talking about? What's the Rivah talking about? The kasha doesn't even begin. Of course, it's a kula by Adam over Shor because it's based on Xeris Hakasim, not based on Kamei Bidu Abnei. You see clearly the Rivah and the Rivah are arguing whether the Ptur kofar by Adam Shehemis as Adam is that based on Kamei Bidu Abnei? Is that based on something else? Based on a posuk? Of course, we have to understand why does the Re say that there's no Kamei Bidu Abnei by Kofen? Well, what's special about Kofen? So he continues, right? Olav Patis Afilu Shogeg Dumi Lashar. There's no Mezid Lashar. There's no Shogeg Lashar. So there's no Mezid or Shogeg Lashar. So then Bain B'Mezid Bain B'Shogeg by Adam Shehemis, also there's going to be a Ptur of Kofen based on Xeris HaKasim, not based on Kamei Bidu Abnei. The Tana de Bechizki says the Poter Afilu Shogeg Hainu Mamun Shehizik B'Shas Chi of Misa. Tana de Bechizki Shepoter even B'Shogeg is Mamun Shehizik B'Hade Misa. The Tana de Bechizki doesn't apply in this case, says Tosfos. Doesn't apply in this case. What does that mean? Like Tana de Bechizki is talking about Mamun Shehizik B'Shas Chi of Misa. What's he saying? He's saying it doesn't apply to Kofer. It applies to Mamon Shehizik B'Shas Chiyav Misa. What does that line mean? So look at the Mefarshim, you'll see. Maram has a pshat, others have pshatim. It's hard to understand exactly what he means. He could be saying that there's a difference between Kofar as opposed to Mamon. But the question is why? What does he mean? There's a lot here. There's a lot here to look at. Okay, but that's the basic Machlokas Rishonim Tosis. The Riva assumes that the reason why Adam is Emesh Alam Esakof is based on Kamei Bidu Abnei. But he says that it applies even B'Shogeg Midin Tana De Bechizkia, so therefore it's a Kula by Adam over Shor. And the Riva says, no, nothing to do with Kamei Bidu Abnei, it's based on Xeris HaKasov, it's nothing to do with Kamei Bidu Abnei. So therefore it's a Kula, the Gabe Adam, it's not based on Kamei Bidu Abnei, so the Kasha of the Riva never even began. Okay, questions? Let's look into the kasha of the Riva. Okay, there's a lot to work on the Re to figure out why Kamei Bidu Abnei doesn't pata by Kofer. What does he mean? That Tana de Bechizkia somehow doesn't apply over here. Kofer is different than other Chiyuvei Mamon. So we'll work on that together, Mitzvah Shem. But let's focus on the first part. The kasha of the Riva, the Teretz of the Riva. What's the kasha of the Riva? He says, from the Gemara, it sounds like the fact that Adam is Eino Mishalem Es HaKofer, that's a kula by Adam over Shor. He says, what's the kula? That's based on Kamei Bidu Abnei, yeah? That's his kasha. What's the kasha? My chumra hizu haydei mishalem es hakofer. Why is you consider Shor to be chumra from more than Adam? The fact that Adam is not mishalem es hakofer? No. Haydei mishalem es hakofer mishim v'kimei bidu abnei. The fact that Adam is not mishalem es hakofer, that's not because Adam is more kal, but rather because of Kamei Bidu Abnei. What's the kasha? Kamei Bidu Abnei means that if we give you the owner shachamer, so you're parted from the owner shakal. There is no owner shakal. You did a maisaver, person killed someone else, Reuven killed Shimon, and there's a chi of mamon together with that, chi of misa, it should have been a chi of kofar, so Kamei Bidu Abnei will tell you that you're parted from kofar. So he's parted from kofar because of a chumra, he's parted from kofar because of a kula. Right? That Kamei Bidu Abnei tells me there's a kula that you're parted from kofar. I know, you're getting the Onesh Shechomer, but the Ptur of Kofar, is that a Chumra by Adam? No, it's not a Chumra. It's that in a situation where you're Chayiv Misa, you're Potter from Kofar. That's a Kula. That's a Kula if you would ask me. It's a Kula that you're Potter from Kofar. I know the situation is a Chumra Dikash, it's a Chumra situation. You did a Maisa Vera that's Machayiv Misa, but is the Ptur of Kofar because of a Chumra? The Ptur of Kofar is because of a Chumra. No, the Ptur of Kofar is a Kula. We're being mekel on you that we're giving you the onesh hachomer and you're potter from the onesh hakal. It's not because it's not that we're being machra on you to potter from the chi of mamon. You're chayav misa. That's a different halacha. You're chayav misa. So the rule of Kamei Bidu Abnei is that If you get the Onesh HaChama, you're part from the Onesh HaKal. So that's not a Chumrah. The Ptur from Kofra is a Kula. What's the Riva asking of you? The Ptur from Kofra is still a Kula. Even if you say it's based on Kamer B'dir Abimine, well, that's a Chumrah? It's a Kula. But what's the Riva asking? The Pshuto, you would have thought that what the Riva really is asking is that it's not a Kula by Adam. It's not a Kula that's unique to Adam. It's not something about Adam that's more calm. It's a side din that's pattering you from Kofa. It's not something intrinsic, the relationship between Adam and Kofa. There's something about the Tashlumei Kofa that Adam is more calm, that the Tashlumei Kofa doesn't apply to Adam. That's l'chor what the Riva was saying. That's what you would think. It's a Zaitage in you, right? It's a Dovert study. It's a din of kamer b'derabamine. It's not that there's something special about Adam over Shah that it's more kal, and that's why he doesn't get a chi of kofar. No, it's just a side din that there's kamer b'derabamine over here, and kamer b'derabamine is mafkia the chiyuv. So, but that's not something intrinsic to Adam, that Adam is more kal. That's the chora what you think the Riva is asking. Avram?
Can we also say maybe the Riva is saying like the
Marsha? Okay, just 1 second. So the problem with saying like that is then what's the answer of the Riva? The rule of Tana de Bechizki is also a Kamei B'Dirabimine Dike Halacha. So Tana de Bechizki is expanding Kamei B'Dirabimine for the case of Shogeg. So if the Alkasha of the Riva is that the fact that Adam is Zeinu Masham Sakofer is not a Kula by Adam, it's rather just a din study of Kamei B'Dirabimine. It's Chumra Hizu, says the Riva, because you're Chai of the Chumra, you're Potter for the Onesh HaKal, but that's not intrinsic to, it's not a Kula by Adam, it's just a din of Kamei B'Dirabamine, it's a Dovert study, not intrinsic to Adam. So what's the answer? Tana de Bechizki expanded the din of Kamei B'Dirabamine to Shogeg. So it's the same idea, it's still a Dovert study. So what exactly happened over here? What's the Kasha of the Riva? What's the Teretz of the Riva? Avraham?
Could we say that the Riva is saying like the Marsha, that Onesh is a Kapara? And so if he's getting a bigger Onesh, then this Kapara, the smaller Onesh, is already included. Therefore, it's not a Kula in any way.
Okay, you're saying a very, very deep shot. We're going to get to that shot, but not even today. We'll get to that on Sunday. That's important Yisod that you're suggesting. It actually might be based on the Ramban and Makkos, because we first have to understand what Kamei B'Dirabamine is all about. And if we understand that, then maybe based on the Ramban, we talk, can give you a pshat. We'll see. But I want to give a simple pshat first, and then we'll give the fancy pshat later. So I think perhaps we can understand the Riva a bit more deeply if we first look into Kamei B'Dirabamine. Let's try to understand, just the pshuta, simple approaches, and then we'll try to expand. As time goes on, we'll expand more and make it even broader. What does Kamei B'Dirabamine mean? What's the nature of the halacha? We understand that the din of Kamei B'Dirabamine, perhaps we can appreciate the Shaka V'Taya and the Riva a bit more deeply. What is the Mokka for Kamei B'Dirabamine? It's a Gzeres HaKasa, but what is the Mokka? So the Gemara in Ksubas, the Mishnah, the Gemara there, gives a few different Makaras. Let's look at the handout now. Mishnah in Ksubas and Daf Lamed Vav Amid Bey says, the Pasuk says, if there's no Oson, so then there's a punishment of Mammon. What does that mean? The Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim talks about if there's a fight between two men and there's a pregnant lady and she gets in the middle. Let's say two men are fighting, they hit a pregnant lady, and she has a miscarriage. So there's a rule of Dumei Volados, that the Volados have some value. They have some value to the Bailim. The Vlad, the Uber inside the mother, is not a living being. So he's not going to be Chayev Misa for killing the Uber, but he's Chayev Mammon. He's Chayev Mammon to the Bailim. So Zok the Pasuk, if Lo Yiyye Ason, if the woman is not killed, person punching, he hit the woman accidentally. So if the woman isn't killed, there's no chiyav misa. The question, he didn't want to kill her. Is that that's an ein miskaven? He was miskaven laragazeh, v'haragazeh. Right? So if there is no osan, the pasuk says, so then there's a chiyav of dmei velados, there's a chiyav to pay the money to the husband, to the father, right? But says Rashi on the Mishnah in Ksubas, but let's say there is an asan, let's say the woman is killed, then lo ye onesh. The flip side, the diuk from the pasuk is that there is no onesh mama. There's no onesh mama if there is an asan. This is the makar that whenever there's a chi of misa, there's no chi of mama. So if there's no asan, if the woman is not killed, then there is a chi of the mevelados to the father. But if there is an asan in the woman, he hit the woman, he killed the woman, chalila. So then, even though there's a Dmei Velados too, he's parted from the Dmei Velados. Parted from the mom, he's Chayav the Misa. So, frag the Gemara number 3. The Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amalaf in Ksubas. V'homehocha nafka mehosam nafka. You think Hamle B'dirav Minei is learned from Vim lo yason onosh ye onesh. Learned from the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. Mehosam nafka, it's learned from a different Pasuk. Kidei Rishasam. It says v'hipilo ashofe v'yikol lefan of kedei reshaso b'mispa, that a person who gets malchus, they give him kedei reshaso, they only give him the amount that he is chayv. So Chazal darshin kedei reshaso mishim rishan chaset ha-mechayv aviyat ha-mechayv mishim shtei rishios. You can only be mechayv him for one rishon, not for two. So if he's chayv malchus and mammon, you can be mechayv him the malchus, but not for the mammon. So the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim is talking about misa and mamon. The pasuk of Kedei Rishasa is talking about malchus and mamon. There are two makaras for kama b'dirav minei. They're two different cases, but two different makaras. So what do you need two makaras for? So zok the gemara chada b'misa and mamon, v'chada b'malchus and mamon. They're talking about two different cases, but utzricha. But you need both of them. The iashmina misa mamon mishim deika ibn neshama. If we only would have learned had the pasuk b'misa and mamon, I would say, since this ibud neshama, maybe kama b'dirav minei only applies to misa mamon. Vos meintos, what does that mean? The ikei ibud neshama. So there's Rashi in the parentheses. Yesh kan onesh chomor v'dayo b'kach. If we only had the pasuk by misa mamon, I'd say that dafka by misa mamon is an onesh chomor. He's getting a chi of misa. Dayo b'kach. I'll say that kama b'dirav minei is not chayv the mamon. Avol malchus mamon leka ibud neshama emelo. But by malchus mamon, there's no ibud neshama. It's just malchus. Just malchus. Right, but it's not Misa, right? Since we're not giving him such an onesh hechomer, I would think that maybe there's no kamei b'dirabne. Kamashmo on the other pasuk that there's kamei b'dirabne even by malchus u'mamon. The iash mina malchus u'mamon mishum lochomer isure. If I would have only had the pasuk by malchus u'mamon, so then I think dafka by malchus u'mamon there's a din of kamei b'dirabne. Why lochomer isure? The iser, the avera that he did is not so chomer. So maybe if we give him malchus, that's enough of an onesh. I don't have to give him both. Rashi, lo over avera chamura v'dayo she tanshenu onesh echad. He didn't do an avera chamura. Maybe it's enough to give him one onesh. Avo misu mamon the chamri surei emalo. Avo misu mamon, he did a davar chamur. I would think he should get both. Maybe there's no kamei b'dirav minei. Tzrich, so you need both. So says the Gemara, I have two psukim, one by misu mamon, one by malchus mamon. The kamei b'dirav minei applies to both. And I need both of them because I would think that Misum, if I only had the pasuk by Misum Mamon, I'd say Kamei B'Rabbanei only applies over there because there's an Ibud Neshama. So if we're going to kill the Rotzeach, so then maybe we shouldn't give him Mamon because the Onesh is so Chamer. But by Malchus Mamon, I wouldn't say that. If I only had the pasuk of Kamei B'Rabbanei by Malchus Mamon, I'd say since the Aver is not so Chamer, maybe you should get both. But by Misa, the Aver is so Chamer! The Aver is so Chamer! So then. By Malchus Mamon, since the Aver is not so Chomer, he should only get one. He shouldn't get both. But by Misu Mamon, since the Aver is so Chomer, I would think he gets both. So that's why I need the pasuk by Misu Mamon to tell me, Kamei B'dirav Minei by both. Two psukim. Two makaras for Kamei B'dirav Minei. One by Misu Mamon, one by Malchus Mamon. What's the nature of the din? Kamei B'dirav Minei. What's the nature of the halacha? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, the Kamei B'dirav Minei is a hafgah in the chiv. If a person is chayiv in onesh hachomer, then he's not chayiv the onesh hakam. What's the other way to look at it? He's not chayiv the onesh hakam. He's really not chayiv the onesh hakam. Maybe he's chayiv the onesh hakam, but what's the problem? We can't give him both onshim. Why can't we give him both onshim? What's that a din? Is that there's no chiv? The onesh hakam doesn't exist? Well, no, the onesh hakam exists, but who can't give him that ash? Maybe it's a din in whom? Bezdin. Maybe Kamei B'dirav Minei is not a halacha that there's a hafka in the chiyuv. There's a hafkai in the chiv. There is no chiv. The chiv just doesn't exist. Maybe that's not what Kama Bidram means. But rather it means what? That afal pishiyesh chiv. Ein koach lebezdin lehanish beizonshin. It's a din of bezdin. Bezdin can't give to onshin. So they're giving the onish hachama. They can't give the onish hachama because it's a din of bezdin. Where does that come from? Like, why would I assume that? Chor, the pashup shot is that kamei means there is no chiyuv. Right? The chiyuv mama doesn't exist when there's a chiyuv misa. The chiyuv mama doesn't exist when there's a chiyuv malchus. Where do you think I got the second shot from? From the Gemara, what's the lashon of the drasha? Kedei rishasam mishum risha achas atom mechayvo. Who's the ato? Bezdin. Mishum risha achas atom mechayvo v'yata mechayvo mishum shtei rishias. So there is a pasuk that seems, there's a drasha that implies that coming with Rabbi is all about bezdin. It's a din in bezdin. It's not that the two chiyuvim don't exist; they do exist, but it's a din in bezdin. The bezdin can't give both chiyuvim. Bezdin can't give both onshin. The chiv really does exist. It's a din and bezin that bezin can't give both, don't you? So now you have to ask yourself, there are two psukim, two makoros for kama b'drabne, one by Misa Maman, one by Malkus Maman. So the question is, if there's this drasha by Malkus Maman that seems to give us an impression that the nature of kama b'drabne is that it's a din and bezin, but the chiv really does exist, so maybe that's Megala. Once I have that pasuk by Malkus and Mamun, maybe that's Megala. That's the same Gezer Hadin even by Misu Mamun. The Mokor for Kama B'Davne by Misu Mamun is a different pasuk, but once I see the Jerusha by Malkus and Mamun, that the nature of the din is Mishim Risha Chasata Machayav V'yata Machayav Mishim Shtei Rishios, so maybe that Jerusha is Megala, that even Kama B'Davne by Misu Mamun is the Zel B'Haloch. It's the same basic idea. The same basic idea. Comes Rashi and Makis and says, that's Mamish the Pshat. Let's look at that Rashi and Makis. Number 5. Perisha HaMesura LeBezdin HaKosa Medabin. Bezdin Huzaru Shehem Lo Yechayvu Shtei Rishios. Bezdin, the Hazhara of Kedei Rishios, who is an Hazhara on Bezdin, they shouldn't be Mechayv the person two different onshim. Kegon, says Rashi, Mamon Umalkis. Omisa Umalkis. Omisa Umamon. Anytime you have two onshim, Zokt Rashi, Kama B'Davne tells me that Bezdin is told you can't give two rishios, you can't give two onshim. And then Rashi makes a comment about Kores. If the chiv is Kores, it's not two Bezdin, so therefore you can get the mama. But leave Kores out. What is Rashi saying? He's saying it's Risha Masura LeBezdin, Bezdin Huzaru, Bezdin has this Azhar that they can't be Mechayev a person two different onshim. By what? In what case? Mamon umalkus, misa umalkus, misa umamon. Three different cases. All the cases. Kedei Rishasso is by Malkus umamon. It's not by misa umamon. Rashi is clearly learning that Kedei Rishasso is megale. The holding of Kamei B'Dravimine is a din in bezin. It's a din in bezin. The chiyuv exists. The chiyuv is there. The chiyuv is there. You're not potter from the mamon. But it's a din in bezin. The bezin can't be mechayev you the mamon. Bezin can only be mechayev you the onesh hachomer, not the onesh hakam. It's a new way of understanding. The Pasha of Shah would have been, the Kamei B'Drabne tells me, it's like, Zerasa, you did a Maisa there, where the two Chiyuvim associated with that Maisa, Yechayev, the Onesh HaChomer, and not the Onesh HaKal. Comes the Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Lamed Zayin, introduces the Pasuk of Kedei Rishasa. Rashi and Makis interprets that Jerusha now is Megala, that even Kamei B'Drabne of Misu Mamun is also a Din in Bezdin. That the Chiyuv Mamun really does exist, but Bezdin just can't give you that Chiyuv Mamun. So it could be that maybe that's what the Riva had in mind, like the Rashi. What's the kasha of the Riva? You want to tell me that the fact that Adam is not Mishama Sakova, that's a kula. That's a kula. That's not a kula. That's a chumra. That's a chumra. Meaning it's not a kula by Adam, but rather what? It's based on Kamei B'Dravimine. It's based on Kamei B'Dravimine. It's not a kula by Adam, but rather it's based on Kamei B'Dravimine. that there's no koach on the bezdin to be manish. If it were a kula by Adam, then you wouldn't be chai of the kofar. There's no kula by Adam that tells you that you're not chai of the kofar. Avada you're chai of the kofar. Bain b'shor, bain b'adam. There is a chi of kofar. It's a din in bezdin. Bezdin can't give you that chi of kofar, but that's not a kula by Adam. That's the rivaz kashin. A kula by Adam would mean that there's a kula. There's no chi of kofar by Adam. There's only a chi of kofar by Shor. It's not true. The reason why you don't have the chi of kofar is because Bezdin can't give you that chi of kofar, but the chi of kofar exists. That's not a kula by Adam. Answers the Riva, but Tanit Bechizkiah tells you that Kamba Bidravni applies even if the Adam is Memis Bishogeg. If the Adam kills Bishogeg, is Bezdin giving you Misa? No. So Bezdin isn't giving you Misa, then Bezdin could give you the chi of mamon. Bezdin really should be able to give you the chi of mamon. Comes the Gzeres HaKosev, the Gzeres HaKosev of Tana de Bechizkin tells you that Bezdin is not going to give you the Chiyav Mamon. Why not? Must be that the Chiyav Mamon doesn't exist. Because there is no din, Mishem Rishach HaSukham Chayav Aviyatam Chayav Mishem Shtei Rishios Lagavi Shodim. The Kasha of the Rivo was, if we're talking about Mezid, Adam Shehar Mezid, so then the reason why you put them in a Kofar is not because there's no Chiyav Kofar. There's a Chiyav Kofar by Adam too. It's just a din in Bezdin, that Bezdin can't be Mechayev you. That's what Kamei B'Drabbein means, that Bezdin can't be Mechayev you, the Chiyev. They can't force you to pay, but the Chiyev really does exist. That's not a kula by Adam, there's no kofar. There is a kofar, it's just Bezdin can't give it to you. So comes the Riva and says, no, it must be a kula. Because even where Bezdin is not going to give you the Onesh HaChomer, you're still not going to pay the kofar. You're still not going to pay the kofar. It's midin kam lebe d'ravmei. Somehow the rule of Tanit Bechizki is exeres hakosav, that even where you're not actually getting the onesh hachamer, you're potter from the onesh hakam. Right? It's not that Bezdin can't be manishu the chi of mamon. It's that the chi of mamon somehow doesn't exist in this case. That's what Tanit Bechizki are teaching you. That by shogeg, you're still potter from the mammon, even though Bezdin is not giving you the onesh hachamer. So that's taka akula, says the Rivo. Right? That's taka akula. If the tour of kofar would only have existed by mezid, so then I'd say that's not a kula legabe adam. The chi of kofar really does exist, just Bezdin can't give it to you. But once I see that kamei b'damnei applies even by shogeg, but Bezdin is not giving me the onesh hachamer, the person is not getting the misa. That shows you there's a kula legabe adam, that somehow the kofar is disappearing. Kofar is disappearing. Me didn't come lebe d'rabine, right? Maka me mishal mena, maka adam yumas. It's exeris hakoso that the chi of kofar is disappearing. It's not existing. You can't say it's a din in Bezdin, because Bezdin's not giving you the onesh hachamer. So there's some kind of a kula in kofar. If there's a kula in kofar, then we understand that adam and shor are different. Right, Adam and Shara are different. So it could be that's the shakli v'tari of the Rivo. But the Rivo was assuming that Kamei B'Drabbanei is like Rashi, it's a din in Bezdin, the Chi of Kofar really does exist. So that was his whole kashi. You can't say that Adam is more kal than Shara, there is no Chi of Kofar. There really is a Chi of Kofar. It's just that Kamei B'Drabbanei tells you that Bezdin can't force me to pay that Chi of Kofar. So if it's not a kula legabe Adam, what's the Gemara saying? So he says, no, it must be a kula, because even where Bezdin is not giving me the Onesh Shachamer, even where a person doesn't get the Misa, he's still potter from the Kofar. So there's exeris hakosav, somehow there is no Chi of Kofar. So that taka is a kula legabe Adam over Shur. This is one possibility within the Riva. Look at some of the other Makoros, and then we'll try to develop more. These are two simple approaches within Kamei B'Drabbanei. You look at the Ramban and Makkos, you'll see the Ramban actually has a third approach, Avram's approach. The third approach is that maybe Kamei B'Drabbanei, the pshat is when you get the Onesh HaChomer, it's as if you paid the Onesh HaKal too. It's not that you're getting off from the Onesh HaKal, it's that it's included within the Onesh HaChomer. So we're going to have to look at that Ramban and see exactly how it plays out in the Sukkah. Okay. We'll stop here. I just want to, since it's Wednesday, I figured I'll throw in a short parsha.